Blog Talk Radio.
Smith Jr. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. We will be talking about the Lord God Almighty without excuse. The Lord God Almighty without excuse. I get my topic from Romans chapter 1. Starting at verse 18 through 21. And it reads as follows. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him, that the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Being that when they knew God, they glorified not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Heavenly Father, we just thank you on this day. Father, this day that you have made, oh God, we just ask that, Father, you allow your people, whomever they may be, Father, to come to reason, Father, that they may be able to understand who you are, knowing that you are the God Almighty, the great I Am. Father, we just thank you and magnify you. Glorify your mighty name, Father, for allowing us to get to know you, Father, and to build this relationship, that we may be able to call you Abba. Oh God, we just thank you. Father, it's in Jesus' most holy name that we pray. That we pray, Father, that they may know you and know the truth. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you on this morning. Amen. Amen. This is Soldiers for Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And what I really want to talk about today. Amen. Is the very thing that I be talking about on every Saturday. That is God. Amen. Because, amen, God is the reason we do who we what we do. Amen. And as the topic says, church, you know that God that you are without excuse. I don't care who you are on planet Earth. I don't care who you think you are in your mind. I don't care how much riches you have today. I don't care how beautiful you think you look. I don't care how handsome and suave that you can be. Amen. God says you are without excuse. Let me just play back, amen, and define the word excuse, because the word excuse in this particular text is an interesting word, amen, amen. It's an interesting word. It comes from the Greek word anapolalexis. Meaning, amen, this word means indefensible, inexcusable, or without argument, inadmissible. Come on, people. God is saying that what you are looking at, amen, talking about his creation, things that you see on this earth, amen, hallelujah, come on, oh God, the things that we walk on every day, can I get a witness here, the thing that we see in the sky, every day and every night, amen, hallelujah. You cannot, by any reason, say that something other than God has created, amen. People, we are without excuse, amen. God has given us, amen, the ability to understand this. If it's not, he would not have said it in his word, amen. We are out any excuse to realize, amen, that man could not have created another man, amen. Can I get a witness here? That man could not have created a woman, amen. A woman could not have created another woman, amen. We can't even create, amen, another organ, let alone create another human being, amen. We shall not, Lord God Almighty, looking at this world, we cannot by any reason reason think that man created this world. Oh, God Almighty. Oh, God. I stand accused. Amen. Amen. Because I know that if some of you gonna give an ignorant excuse for not believing that there is a God. Oh God, we have to reason to know that there is something or someone that is higher than the highest. Can I get a witness here? To be able to put all of this in place. Look at the star. Hallelujah. How beautiful these stars is. Look at the moon. How perfect the moon is. Look at this hot sun. Look out and adore the sun as it beams its rays down to the day, amen, driving our sweat. Look at it. Oh, God. I'm telling you today that we are without excuse. There is no other explanation. This world is so perfectly made that there is no other that you and I could say that created this as beautiful as it is. Hallelujah. There is no explosion. Creation cannot create out of creation. Hallelujah. There has to be a creator that has created the creation. Oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God. I need you, church. I need you, people, whoever you are that may be listening to this broadcast, take a moment of your time. Step down on the earth, amen. Can I get a witness? Take a walk, amen. Hallelujah. And take a walk in the daytime. Then take a walk when the sun goes down. Take a look at the stars that is in the heaven. Can I get a witness here? Gaze at the moon for a minute. Just don't worship it, but gaze at them for a moment, amen. And reason with yourselves. Ask yourself, could man have done this? Oh God. Ask yourself, could man have done this? This is the work of a beautiful architecture that no man could understand how it was created. Amen. We still trying to figure out how the human body was created. Oh God, we barely can go to the moon. God created the moon. He created the space. He created these things for us. And yet we still won't believe it. Oh God. Hallelujah. Take a moment at your time. Take a moment and observe these things and come back and tell me who you think created these things. Oh God, let's take a look at Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 1. Amen. God says in 14, he says, and God said, let there be lights. Notice that he said lights, not one light. He said lights, plural. And the firmness unto the heaven to divide the day from the night. That's what the lights are for. To divide the day from the night. He said, let them be a sign. Let them be for signs. Plural, signs. Amen. And for seasons, and for days, and for years. That's what the lights are for. Signs, with seasons, days, and years. And he said, let them be for lights in the firmness of heaven to give light upon earth. The light up on earth. That's what the sun and the moon and the stars for, to give light up on earth. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. He made the stars also. Oh God, hallelujah. God made the stars, and he made the lights. What is he talking about? He made the sun for the day, and the moon and the stars for the night. That's how he divided them up. He divided them up for a reason. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. Yes, Lord. We need to understand that. Oh God, we can't put this on nobody else. Reading the scripture, we know what's going on. Amen. We know what's going on. Amen. And because we know what's going on, amen, we know that this is the truth. Amen. God made these things for a reason. Amen. Amen. It's you cannot, man is so arrogant. Amen. He would want to think that he made this world. Amen. He can't make himself. Amen. He can't do anything for himself. And yet, we are so arrogant not to believe in what God has to say. Amen. And because of it, we're just dooming ourselves. Amen. I said dooming, amen, ourselves. Amen. Let's go one more thing, amen, for me, because my time is getting short, amen. Oh God, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go to Job 38. Job 38. Amen. Amen. We're in 38, starting at 31. He says, canst thou bind the sweat influences of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Mazarah, amen, in the season? Amen. Or can thou guide architects with his saws? Amen. So we know that Job, amen, here, and God is having a discussion, amen, and God gave him these, he asked him, what can he do about these? Play these by loosing the bands of Aaron and Maserah. Number one, Maserah, amen, is what we know as the zodiac signs, but the zodiac sign was not created. That created like it was in this world, amen. We have a worldly view of corruption of the zodiac. The world, the word zodiac is talking about that circle, amen. Amen. It's the circle, the boundary circle. Amen. Oh God. It's the zodiac. Amen. It's the celestials. Amen. The celestial body. Amen. Amen. In which God created. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. And the plagues, amen, is the stars, a host of stars, amen, in its representation, amen. And some may say that it was 12 stars that God had created, 7 stars, amen. We cannot know at this time, but we know that it was a host of stars that was created by God. And God is the one that named these stars, amen. God was the ones that gave the zodiac's names, amen. In which they was named after angels. That's the reason why the Bible always talk about the stars as a fallen star, meaning a fallen angel. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember Pleiades and Maserah. Look it up. God mentioned this, amen. God mentioned this, not Job, amen, oh God. And then you talk about Orion, amen. Orion was one of the brightest stars outside of Sirius, amen. Sirius is the brightest star in the heavenly host or the heavenly body. Orion was the king of the stars, and some see Orion as Christ himself. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. All of this is in the Bible and can be explained and can be understood. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Let me just give one more scripture before we go. Amen. One more scripture before we go, if I may, because I may not have time to do that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. In Jesus' mighty name. I said in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm in chapter 9 of Revelation. Chapter 9 of Revelation. Verse 1, the scriptures say, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star falling from the heaven unto earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, and the smoke of the great furnace, and the sun and the air was darkness by reason of the smoke of the pit. Here you see an angel, a fallen angel, who is coming down with the key, the key to the pit. The pit representing here, amen. And he opens that pit, amen. He opens that pit, and he is known as a fallen star, which is an angel. Oh God, remember the host in heaven was named after angels. Church, read your Bible, do your study, and understand the amazing word of God. Amen. Oh God, I want to thank you. Everyone for listening to this show, and I'm hoping that you get something out of what God is telling me to preach. Amen. Write me a line, send me an email, give me a holler. Let me know, amen, hallelujah, if you are learning something here or if you're getting something out of what you're being heard, amen, because I am naturally trying to teach what those are not teaching in the pulpit, because they don't want to teach it for one unearthly reason. Amen. But the God Almighty